we are live on Blog Talk Radio for Jaguar Zone. Of course, we are presented by Impact Media. Appreciate you guys joining us today. You know, a lot of fun things we can really talk about. I mean, how long have we kind of been waiting on this day? A good while, right? But, of course, we're going to talk about the massively huge, ridiculously awesome win. I don't even know if you call it a win. I mean, just blasted those Colts over the weekend. I mean, wow. 51-16. 51-16. And the crazy... I mean, yeah, that was pretty much the way it went. 51 points, including, I believe, 43 of it or something was, or 44 unanswered or 38 unanswered or whatever it was. It was put the Colts on notice. I mean, just a absolutely great and unreal day. I know it was fun for me to watch. I'm sure it was fun for you guys to watch as well. But, I mean, just wow. I know your opponent this week are looking at the fact that you put up 51 points, and I know that because, of course, it's one of the other teams we cover here at Impact Media. Fans of the Falcons are not just looking over their shoulder. They're questioning if they should go to the game to watch what could be a fiasco. Now, of course, Gus will make sure that the team won't take it for granted, but, wow, it was impressive. And, you know, just going over some of the big performers, and of course, I'll do things a little differently this week as far as when we get to who I think is somebody that everybody should start taking notice of. We know about him, of course, but somebody that's kind of gotten on the national radar now, we're going to go into Diamond Mine there. I'm going to tell you who some of the diamonds in the rough that have suddenly been discovered are on this team, and there's a good many of them. A lot of people know different ones, but, I mean, wow. He's dominating on all three fronts. You know, look at Bortles. 16-30, 250 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also has 4 runs for 17 yards and a touchdown. I mean, he's got to be one of the best quarterbacks not named Big Ben in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Exactly, Homer. Exactly. You know, Yeldon got hurt. Yeldon had 11 runs for 62 yards before he got hurt in the third quarter. I think he's going to be okay. Denard steps in. He has 14 runs for 75 yards and a touchdown. He also caught a pass for 12 yards. Wow, excuse me on that one. You had Alan Hearns, 3 catches for 105 yards and a touchdown. He's turned into the legitimate threat. Especially they want to double. Hey, Rob, hey, Agent 88, take it all day long. How about Orange Julius? 5 catches, 54 yards. He had a touchdown. How about, of course, A-Rob? A-Rob had only 1 catch for 4 yards, but guess what that was? That was a touchdown. We got to get him, you know, we got to get him involved. Bortles was like, I got it. Go to the end zone. I got you. On the defense, of course, you had O.T. Smith. T.S. Smithy. We'll have to come up with some really cool nickname for him. He had 9 tackles, and he had a tackle for loss. Jonathan Cyprian, 6 tackles. He had an interception. He's racking those up. What about Branch? You know, he had four tackles. He had two sacks. He had a tackle for loss. And he had the fumble touchdown. In fact, one of his sacks was the forced fumble that he ran back for the touchdown. I mean, just unreal. Evans, of course, had a tackle for loss and four tackles. Jared Odrick didn't get a sack this week, but everybody else did around him. So, you know, you got to think maybe they were going after Odrick. Two tackles, according to tackle for loss as well. Clemens with a tackle. He had a sack and a tackle for loss. Once again, I don't know how a tackle for loss is not a tackle, but apparently it doesn't count that way. And then without further ado.
It's about time that I find a diamond. It's about time that I mine a diamond. It's about time that I find a diamond. Hope the diamond doesn't mine where to mine near diamond, diamond, I'll mine the diamond. Diamond, 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 if I could find one. Diamond, diamond, I'll mine the diamond. Hope the diamond doesn't mine where to mine it.
What do we do with this diamond? Of course, I'm talking about our exceptional, exceptional, exceptional kick returner, Mr. Green. He had the kick return touchdown. He is just, it is unreal. He is, I don't want to say he's like this player, but he's this exciting. He's as exciting as when Devin Hester first came out. When Green is getting the ball kicked to him, the other team really doesn't want to do that. They've tried to kick around him all year, but it doesn't always work. But he ends up with the kick return touchdown. You know, Myers was 1-for-1 on the field goal he had. He was 6-for-7 on the extra point. Yeah, my buddy Casey there, friend of the show, I like your post about it where you were like, my God, son, just put one through the uprights. But, hey, when you're up 51-16, I think, Casey, you'll agree, and a lot of you guys will agree as well. Yeah, I'm okay with that. He'll work on it. He's been kind of hit or miss this year, but that really cost us a game. I guess that's debatable too. But yeah, just, you know, between Branch doing it on defense, Green doing it on offense, special teams, and Bortles, Denard, A-Rob, Hearns, Orange Julius. I feel like I'm missing somebody, but that means the Jaguars scored a touchdown in all three facets of the game. Special teams, defense, and offense, of course. I mean, that's unbelievable. That's awesome. Not many teams can do that, and that includes really good teams, which this seems... I mean, they got to start being in the conversation for at least a good second half team. Kind of like they did last year a little bit, you know. But, let's see. Or how about the fact that the Jaguars, in beating Indianapolis, stopped a 16-game win streak that Indianapolis had over the division. They'd won the last 16 division matchups, either against Houston, Jacksonville. Or Tennessee. I don't know how I forgot Tennessee. I mean, just, wow, just, you know, I think John Ozer said the same thing. Wow. Just wow, wow, wow. A direct quote, too. How about that Blake Bortles has had 8 pass touchdowns and 1 rush touchdown, no interceptions, 250-plus yards in both in the last 2 weeks. Like I said, besides Big Ben, who else is putting up that kind of number? Nobody I can think of. Maybe Tom Brady? Hey, that's pretty good company. They've scored 90 points in the last 2 weeks. 90. Is that not unreal? 39 in the loss to Tennessee and 51 in this one. I don't think there's much problem with the offense. Defense is making plays as well every week. special teams is coming around. You know, it would have been nice if it would have happened 8 games ago, but, hey, this team's had to grow together, and they are absolutely doing that. And the crazy thing is, they are still in this thing. They are still in the division. Because, of course, you got Indianapolis with the slight tiebreaker over Houston, but they are both at 6-7. The Jaguars are at 5-8. Sounds right. Yeah. Only a game back. Only a game back. Is that not crazy to say that the Jaguars are not only 5-8 at this point, with the potential to finish 500, and we'll get into their schedule in a second. But, I mean, this could be really cool. And they're only a game back of Indianapolis and Houston.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Second homer in this one. And it's absolutely true. In fact, let's see. Before I get into this, 51 points scored set the franchise record for the most in a regular season for Jacksonville. I mean, that's awesome. Looking at their upcoming schedule, we're going to see how plausible this actually is. Oddly enough, the Colts scored 16 points in both meetings with the Jaguars this year. Is that not interesting? I think it's very interesting. On that note, the Texans scored 31, so we need to score at least 32. But I don't think they could score that many points if you look at what happened last night. Although props to the Patriot rush defense that for some reason just woke up and found a bunch of pass rushers. It's kind of weird. But upcoming schedule, of course, this weekend, will be the game against the Atlanta Falcons at the bank. It's going to be the last home game. You guys make sure to pack that place out. I unfortunately will not be able to make it. I will be in Orlando with the Cure Bowl. Impact Media is sending me that direction. So as much as I really wanted to come down and appreciate the shout-outs and the special things that the Teal Street Hooligans were probably going to do be coming down, we'll have to rain check and reschedule that. But, hey, I got some buddies heading down. I might head them your way. I'll give them some kind of code word so that you know when Falcons fans are walking up to you that they're good. But, like I said, this weekend, this Sunday at 1, all these games are going to be Sunday at 1, but against the Falcons, I'll get into the three keys here in a minute. The week after that, the 27th, of course, they're going to be at New Orleans, another winnable game, and of course the finale is winnable, and that's January 3rd in Houston. So could they finish 8-8? Yeah, I absolutely think so, because I mean, we'll get into the Falcons here in a second, but the Saints defense can't stop a running nose. And the Saints' offense has been hit or miss. They either scored 30 points or they scored, like, 6. Houston has an okay offense. Their defense is really good, as we saw last night. Clowney's actually starting to play up to potential. J.J. Watt, Brian Cushing, all those guys are always there. I mean, they got a solid defense. Probably one of the better ones in the league. But, you know, as many problems our line had, I think we stand a good shot there. And their offense doesn't score a lot of points. So, you know, getting a score fest with them, and I think all three of these are winnable. Let's go to the Falcons, who are coming up this weekend. You know, this week the Jaguars showed the evolution and the fact that this kind of game and this kind of performance is possible to win all three facets, to score 51 points, to shut them down pretty much in the second half, and to only give up 16 points on defense, to have 4, 5, 6 sacks a game, to have 5 touchdowns of 5 different people. Well, 3 touchdowns, but then the rush ones as well. And as far as the Falcons, just the way they've been falling apart this year, you kind of just let them implode on themselves and then just score. I was joking with Reggie, who is on the Falcons Zone show. He's a big-time Falcons fan. He might be the one that's heading down. But I was joking with him, and I said, yeah, the three keys to victory on Jacksonville or on Jaguars Zone this week. And he said, all right, what you got? And I said, the three keys to beating the Falcons. One, show up. Two, put on your uniform. Three, enjoy the national anthem and the victory. He actually somewhat agreed with that, but obviously it's going to be a little bit more of a battle than that. The things to look out for, they do have skilled players, and they do have some playmakers still in Atlanta. This scheme is eating their offense alive, including their Pro Bowl quarterback, Matt Ryan. But here's my three keys. Air the ball out early. Make Alford and Trufant run all over the place. They're having issues at safety, so you definitely want to try them out deep early. Plus, we have the talent for it. The run will come along when they start backing up. Because trust me, you start going long a few times, they're going to back up. It's going to open Yeldon. It's going to open Denard Robinson. Bortles will pick up some yards. Gerhardt may be able to get some yards through this line. Line's not very good, in my opinion. So key number one, let's air it out early. Key number two. Stick with a three to five man rush, depending on how many you have up front. Three to five man rush. Drop a couple into coverage. They do like to throw a lot of underneath routes in this Kyle Shanahan offense. So, the Wes Welker type route. So they're right over the edge of the line. So, keep a linebacker or so there. Drop everybody into coverage. I think our guys should be able to take care. You might want to double Julio sometimes, but you don't have to all day. Roddy White can still catch passes. Jacob Tammy's a good option up the middle, but with your linebacker sitting there, you won't really have to worry about that. So, you want to go with a 3 to 5 man rush all day. I honestly think fours are going to probably be able to do it, the four we have. If you want to rotate them in and out, that's fine. And then third, win the special teams battle. They got Devin Hester back this week, which gives them Eric Weems, who's serviceable. Not kind of as explosive as he used to be. And Devin Hester, even though he's kind of lost a step and he may not see the end of the season, if he does, I think it's his last in Atlanta. No, we should not pick him up. Well, I will go ahead and throw that out. Devin Hester, possible Hall of Fame guy for his special teams, but he's not the Hall of Famer now. You guys know what I mean. He's not the all-star, the perennial Pro Bowler. But anyway, they do have him back. It does give him an option. He does have the chance to break a run here or there if he would stop fair catching everything. But at the same time, you still have to watch out for it. So winning the special teams battle, Matt Bryant may or may not play. Regardless, I think his quad is going to keep him from being amazing. Plus, I don't know that they're going to be in field goal range all that much. As far as us, Myers, once again, appreciate you hitting the field goal that you attempted. Let's try not to miss some extra points. I understand they're like 33-yarders now or something, but let's work on it. You're young. You're getting used to the pressure and the stuff. You're getting better. People don't want to march you out of town anymore. Well, not most people. So my three keys. Win the special teams battle. I want you to go with about a four-man rush most of the time because I really think you'll be able to get to Matt Ryan. Make you scramble a little bit. He's not the world's best scrambler either. And then, of course, let's see, what was the other one? Oh, I forgot. Oh, air it out early. Yep, air it out early, win the special teams battle, and drop the linebackers into coverage, including the middle of the field, while you're doing a four-man rush. You can do a five-man rush if you want, but I think four is going to be pretty good. So that, to me, is the key to how you're going to beat the Falcons this weekend. And, I hope you guys have a good time at the game. If you guys are not doing anything on Saturday night, tune in to the Cure Bowl. maybe ESPN3, which means just go to ESPN, go to the Watch tab, and give you a bunch of lists. And make sure you check out the Cure Bowl. It's the Georgia State Panthers, they have so many similarities to the Jaguars. If you like watching the Jaguars style of play, definitely watch the Georgia State Panthers. Plus, there's just some amazing, talented kids on there, and they're playing against the San Jose State Spartans. So, you know, if you're not doing anything on Saturday night, try to check that out. And if you see me, be sure to – I'm going to try to live tweet a little bit, maybe some Instagram. Maybe I can post Facebook or something. I'm going to try to do some special stuff because usually when we cover Georgia State, we do some pretty cool things. So we're going to try to do those. And like I said, if you guys aren't doing anything, make sure to check out the Cure Bowl. And really, I guess that's going to wrap it up for us. I mean, we went over everything, right? Yep, I'm getting a thumbs up there. You know, appreciate you guys checking us out, and make sure to tell your friends. We'd love to hear from you guys. Of course, in the next couple weeks, phone lines will be open, 347-826-7448. And call in, we'll talk some drafts. We'll talk maybe some Jaguars playoffs because, like I said, the potential to go 3-0 from here on out is there. Should they beat the Falcons? Absolutely. You just can't take them for granted or anything, you know. Falcons can't score points. The defense can't stop anything. Saints. Drew Brees is Drew Brees, but sometimes they score 30 points, sometimes they score 6. Texans can't score points, got a great defense. Can we beat these teams? Absolutely. And you go 3-0, including beating the Texans? I think you're right there at it. And you should hold the tiebreaker over the Colts, I believe. So, I mean, there's a chance Jacksonville hosts a playoff game in the first round. Is that not crazy? Now, granted, it could be against Pittsburgh or some team like that, but who cares? Who thought, you know, just like Georgia State I just mentioned. At the beginning of the season, who thought they'd qualify for their first ever bowl game? Just a small handful of us that thought there was a lot of promise in this season. Same thing with the Jaguars. A lot of people all season long, oh, the Jaguars are the worst team. Oh, the Jaguars are so bad. Really? They're still in the playoff hunt. They have 5 wins currently. There's a chance they go 8-8. If nothing else, 7-9. 7-9 might win the division. Let's see. Who does Indy... Let's see if we can find that real quick. Who does Indy have the rest of the year? Anybody? Anybody know? Here we go. We're pulling it up. Indy has... Indy has Houston at home this week. Chance Houston beats them. T.J. Yates will be starting. Another reason why we could beat Houston. Trust me, I watched T.J. Yates for a lot of last season and part of this season. The guy's terrible. He might be good for them. He's terrible everywhere else. I've seen him up close. I think I'm better than he is. Then the Colts go to Miami. Miami's a better team than the Colts. So that's kind of a coin flip. And then Tennessee at home at the end. I mean, they could go 3-0. They could go 0-3. They could go 1-3. I think they're going to go 1-3. Look at that. And I have no idea who Houston has. Wasn't able to pull that up quick enough. But, yeah, Jaguars have a chance. Like the theme of the day was, flying high again. When's the last time we were this excited about this team? And when was the last time we were this close to being, I mean, we're in contention, but this close to being in the playoffs? What, Tom Coughlin days? So enjoy this, Jaguar fans. You guys deserve it. One of the best fan bases I've ever come across. It's that's what makes it so much more fun to come on here every week to talk about the Jaguars. But, you know, that's going to do it for me this week. Appreciate you guys tuning in to Jaguar Zone right here on Blog Talk Radio. presented by Impact Media, of course. We'll see you guys next week. Go Jaguars!